Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 6th, 2025, through Friday, October 10th, 2025. Monday, October 6th, 2025. Plymouth, Minnesota man indicted for embezzling more than $1 million. Christopher Eric Septon was indicted on charges relating to his embezzlement of more than $1 million from his former employer. According to the indictment, Septon worked for Ellis Properties, a family-run commercial real estate business located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Septon worked for the company from 2010 to 2024 when his embezzlement was discovered. Septon was trusted with authority to use company funds to pay vendors, contractors, and other third parties. Septon allegedly abused his position of trust to embezzle from the company. He allegedly charged more than $800,000 on the company credit card, directing the payments to his own payment processing accounts. He hid the fact that these payments were to his own accounts by writing false statements in the transaction memo lines, misrepresenting that the transactions were business-related and with third parties, when in fact, they were transfers to Septon. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, October 7, 2025. Defendants charged an over $200 million water vending machine Ponzi scheme and related investment fraud. Ryan Ware and Jordan Chirico were charged in connection with a $200 million Ponzi scheme and related investment fraud. The first indictment charges Ryan Ware, the former owner and operator of Water Station Management LLC, Water Station, with securities fraud and wire fraud in connection with Ware raising more than $200 million from investors by selling them water vending machines that, in many cases, did not exist, and paying promised returns through new investor money. The second superseding indictment charges Jordan Chirico, a former fund portfolio manager and investment advisor, with investment advisor fraud in connection with purchasing more than $100 million of Water Station bonds while concealing his personal financial stake in the company and eventually his knowledge of the fraud that had been perpetrated by Ware. According to U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton, Ryan Ware raised hundreds of millions of dollars through false promises of a water vending machine business that became nothing more than a scam that victimized retail investors, including military veterans. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, October 8, 2025. Latin music conglomerate CEO sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for doing business with drug cartel-linked concert promoter. Jose Angel Del Villar, the CEO of a Latin music conglomerate, was sentenced to 48 months in federal prison for conspiring to violate the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act by conducting business with a Guadalajara-based concert promoter with ties to the Mexican drug cartels. Del Villar, the CEO of Del Records and his related talent agency, Del Entertainment Inc., was also fined $2 million. At the conclusion of a 9-day trial, a federal jury on March 27th found Del Villar and Del Entertainment guilty of one count of conspiracy to transact in property of specially designed narcotic traffickers in violation of the Kingpin Act and 10 counts of violating the Kingpin Act. In April 2018, the defendants did business with Jesus Perez Alvier, aka Chuco of Guadalajara, Mexico, a music promoter who controlled Galistica Diamante, aka Ticket Premier. Perez promoted concerts for Del Entertainment in Mexico until March 2019. The U.S. Treasury Department listed Perez and his company as specially designated narcotics traffickers. Under the Kingpin Act of April 6, 2018, after concluding he facilitated money laundering for the cartel De Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG, and the Los Cunas Drug Trafficking Organization. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, October 9, 2025. Founder and former CEO of Charity pleads guilty to multi-million dollar charity fraud and tax evasion. Keith Taylor, the founder and former chief executive officer of Modest Needs Foundation, Modest Needs, a charitable organization, pled guilty to defrauding the charity and its donors by stealing millions in donations meant for low-income families and spending them instead on personal expenses, including rent in a luxury apartment building in Midtown Manhattan, food delivery services, and lavish meals at some of New York City's most expensive restaurants, and lying about the charity's oversight and governance. Taylor also pled guilty to evading more than $1 million in federal income taxes and is scheduled to be sentenced on December 10, 2025. Since at least 2015, Taylor embezzled more than $2.5 million from the charity and its donors and used the money to fund his lavish personal spending. Taylor regularly dined at Percy, Jean Georges, Massa, and Marais in Midtown Manhattan, sometimes as often as twice a day, spending more than $320,000 of charity funds at New York City restaurants and steakhouses. Funds donated to the charity paid over $300,000 of Taylor's rent for a luxury apartment on the 30th floor of a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper. Taylor also used charity funds to buy himself expensive electronics, pay over $100,000 to food delivery services, and pay for his own medical expenses. Taylor put over $270,000 of charity funds directly into his personal brokerage account. Taylor also routinely paid his other personal expenses from the charity's bank accounts. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.